D-Day at 75, June 6th, 1944, the invasion at Normandy. It was something which you just can't imagine if you have not seen it. It was boats, 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 and more boats. Boats everywhere. Jacqueline Noel, recalling the British beaches. She met her future husband on D+4. You are about to embark upon the great crusade, toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hope and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking. General Dwight D. Eisenhower, Supreme Allied Commander. It was the largest amphibious assault in the history of human warfare. Allied forces of the United States, Great Britain, and Canada plunged themselves onto the European continent to break Hitler's grip on Nazi-occupied France. They parachuted into a turbulent night to secure inland positions and establish bases they could protect. Some entered in stealthy but dangerous glider planes, known as flying coffins, that often splintered to pieces in attempts to land on hedgerow-hemmed fields filled with obstructions known as Rommel's asparagus. Survivors delivered weapons, supplies, and even jeeps to the underarmed paratroopers who had come in ahead of the gliders. By the morning of June 6th, the Higgins boats lurched through enemy fire toward Utah, Omaha, Sword, Gold, and Juneau beaches. In the first wave was Brigadier General Theodore Roosevelt, Jr., one of the American Legion's most prominent founders. At 56, Roosevelt, Jr. had begged command to let him storm Utah Beach. His actions earned him the Medal of Honor mere weeks after he died of a heart attack in Normandy, where he lies today among heroes who gave their lives to carve a path to liberation, exposure of the Holocaust, and victory in the European theater of World War II. 156,000-plus troops from the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, France, Norway, and other allied nations. 5 beaches along the 50-mile stretch of Normandy coast targeted for landing, with the allied code names of Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juneau, and Sword. Omaha was the largest and the costliest. Americans suffered some 2,400 casualties. 6,000 ships and landing craft, 50,000 vehicles, 11,000 planes, 12,004 total killed, wounded, missing, or captured. United States, 8,230. United Kingdom, 2,700. Canada, 1,074. 326,000 Allied troops who crossed by June 11th, with more than 100,000 tons of military equipment. 496,777 U.S. World War II veterans living in 2018. Caption: Coast Guard Chief Photographer's Mate Robert Sargent's famous photo, Into the Jaws of Death, was taken on the morning of June 6, 1944, as troops of Company E, 16th Infantry, 1st Infantry Division, waded ashore at Omaha Beach at Normandy, France. Upon landing, American soldiers faced the Germans' newly formed 352nd Division, and two-thirds of Company E became casualties. End of caption.